This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sure, Tesla gets all, or most anyway, of the electric vehicle buzz. But how about a startup called Rivian? It wants to bring the world's first all-electric pickup trucks to market. And today, Ford announced a $500 million investment in the company. Ford, as you might have heard, has been working on an electric F-150, the top-selling truck in America. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on the road to pickup electrification and what bumps may lie ahead.
If you drive a pickup, you don't care about bumps. What do you care about, according to truck commercials?
You want the most torque? You got it. You want the best towing? All yours. This is the big dog.
Power, utility, freedom, and apparently a lot of noise. That's the package you buy into with a pickup today. But can those selling points transfer over to a quiet, plug-in electric truck?
I probably would never buy an electric truck.
I caught truck owner Freddie Richardson on his morning commute through Sacramento in his Dodge Ram. He's actually contemplated buying an EV for daily driving, but not for truck duties. He's worried about limited range, hauling equipment and towing trailers. Rivian estimates its pickup will go about 400 miles on a charge, but that starts dwindling with heavy loads.
That would be a pain in the butt, having to stop every 100 miles and charge your vehicle for 3 hours.
Guys like Richardson are probably not the target audience for the first generation of electric trucks, says Stephanie Brindley, an auto analyst with IHS Market.
Buyers will be sort of early adapters and interested in the technology for its sake.
But she says Ford has its eye on the long game, maybe 30 years down the road, when advances in battery technology and charging infrastructure could make EVs far more widespread and appealing.
This is going to happen.
In a press call earlier today, Ford CEO Jim Hackett touted the company's commitment to an electric future. Pickup truck sales have been on the rise, and Hackett believes Ford can translate those sales into the EV market.
But the tipping point approaches, and if you wait too long, you can't recover.
Until then, you might be more likely to see the vehicles used in commercial fleets with predictable routes, even though you might not hear them. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.